Welcome to the Joy Felipe Bruce podcast. Sister Joy Felipe is a daughter of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills and the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Cathedral of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. The Fountain of Life Cathedral is a thriving church of young, energetic people full of life for the Lord. Sister Joy is also an itinerant minister of Dyke Heward Mills Ministries. She travels extensively, holding pastors' conferences and bringing ministry-related books by Bishop Dyke Heward Mills to the nations. She is the evangelist of the Blessed Salvation Crusade. Now be blessed and refreshed as you listen to this inspired message by Sister Joy.
Amen. Church, let's be on our feet to welcome our pastor, E.S. Joy, to the stage to give us that unadulterated word God has for us this afternoon. Your life indeed will not be the same again.
He holds my life. He says the man of Galilee. Whether rain or shine, day or night, He leads me. He holds my life. He holds my life. Says the man of God. Whether rain or shine, day or night, He leads the way. He holds the register of my life. Gives me peace, perfect peace. No one can love me, oh, shed in the blood, oh, for me.
Oh, what a friend,
oh, what a
friend,
my Jesus.
Oh, what a friend,
oh, what a friend,
oh, what a friend,
my
Jesus.
Hey, He holds the ready stuff. Oh, it gives me peace, perfect. No one can love me as Jesus loves. Shedding His blood for me. Oh, what a friend. Oh, what a friend. My Jesus. Oh, what a friend.
Oh, what a friend.
Oh, what a friend. That Jesus is.
Come on, put your hands together for the Lord. Add a shout. Add a shout. Father, we're so grateful for a day like this. We give you praise. Lord, thank you so much. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for caring for us. Thank you for keeping us. We are grateful. As we come before your word today, Lord, we just ask that you will have your way with us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And now, as we're about to go for the word, I want you to pick up your Bible. I want you to stand to your feet and let's make our declaration. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today I'll be taught the word of God. I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Take your seat. I've been watching Dancing Stars. They don't have Bibles. The front seat has Bibles. Then you have left all your members. You've left all your members not to have. Oh, very serious. Hallelujah. Well, this morning or this afternoon, I don't know which one it is. It's almost afternoon. This is our global Healing Jesus service. Amen. And on a day like this one, it's a day set aside so that all over the world where our churches are, we take an additional offering which is sent to support the work of the Healing Jesus campaign. That's our Father's his evangelistic campaign. Today, as we're speaking, they're in Solomon Islands. Amen. They've been preaching. He's been preaching there beautifully for several days this past week. And I want you to remember, we've announced this, so it's not a surprise to you. I want you to make sure that you have your offering ready at the right time. Amen and amen. It is also the day before, in fact, today our Art of Evangelism conference starts. Amen. Right here. Amen. And we will be having Reverend Dr. Kwajo Boateng Bempah with us tonight. And tomorrow through the morning and the evening, he's going to be here. Amen. And amen. Now, I need to say something to you that don't lose the time of your visitation. Don't miss it. Do not miss the time of your visitation. When you miss the time, when God sends somebody to you and you miss it, I can promise you that you will struggle. Yeah. Israel missed the time of their visitation when Jesus came. They have been struggling since. Yeah. Even as God has still, you, they are still clearly, obviously, special to God in a certain way, but the struggle has never ended. Are you in the church? The way you are looking at me like I'm saying something bad. Amen. So I want you to do your best. We're starting tonight, and I want you to be here, and we continue during the week, Monday to Thursday, morning, evening, morning, evening, morning, evening. Thursday, I'm reminding you, is the 6th of March, so please, you cannot come and say you went to work or to school. So let us be here. Amen. I want you to turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, did you hear? Some of you behave as if you die, the work will not continue. When we went to church, they said we shouldn't work hard. I never said that. I'm saying that. I'm just reminding you that when you die, your body will not even be cold when they replace you. Yes. So you better know what is important. That's all I'm saying. You better know what is important. Yes. And as far as it lies with you, you make an attempt to be here. Amen. The conference will come on with or without you. It's up to you to make an attempt. Are you there? You understand when I say make an attempt? Sometimes Monday will not work, but Tuesday will work. Sometimes Tuesday will not work, but Wednesday will work. Sometimes daytime will work, evening will not work. Sometimes, you know, are you there? Do what will work. Turn to your neighbor and say, do what will work. Yeah. And I don't, you will never regret it. Amen. Because evangelism is important. It's not so easy to do, but it's very important. And that's why today I'm sharing a very short message with you entitled, Make Yourselves Saviors of Men. Make yourselves saviors of men. It's actually a scripture, but it was a missionary to China, Hudson Taylor, who was the one who sort of brought these words out in that way. Are you with me? It's in a verse, it's in a scripture, but he was the one who, what should I say? Shone a highlight on it. Amen. And he said, make yourselves saviors of men. Why did he say that? He said it because somebody's well-being and somebody's doing well is in your hands. Yeah. I also need to say that this coming Friday, the 7th of March, we're going to be having our Sounds of Joy right here on the car park. Amen. Right here on the car park, we're going to be having our Sounds of Joy. And it's also our own opportunity to also win a soul. To also bring somebody who will be one to the Lord. Amen. Tell your neighbor, listen, the way your spiritual bank account is zero is disturbing me. Ask the person, so last year, know how many people came to the Lord because of you? You see, some of you can't even ask the question because you yourself cry, you are guilty as charged. I said zero, zero, never zero. Share. You are the source of somebody's salvation, in case you didn't know that. In case you didn't know that. Amen. Obadiah chapter 1 and verse 21. And yes, Obadiah is a book in the Bible. And he is the one who brought that term, saviors. Amen. I could see only two scriptures using saviors apart from where it's used towards Jesus. And he says, saviors shall come up on Mount Zion. You know, Mount Zion is always God's kingdom. Saviors will come up. And then he mentioned what they are coming to do. So we can see that there is a way in which our lives are supposed to impact other people. Hallelujah. So Jesus is our savior for all of us, but there's a way. Because when Jesus came, he came to do a work. The work that he came to do was to pay for the sins of all of us. Amen. Please, who is here? What is that? That's the third or fourth or fifth time I'm hearing it. Who is here who has never sinned before? Tell us who we know that you're there. You have never sinned before. You have never lied before. You have never taken, somebody is shaking his head. You are lying as you are sitting there saying that you didn't lie. That's a lie right there. Yeah.
Because there are some people who all your sins are in your head. Yes, it's not only the ones we do out there. What did Jesus tell us? They used to say that, if you go and sleep with somebody who you have not married, is a sin. But Jesus said, if you have thought about it, if you have thought the thought, hey, have you ever considered what will happen? How will it be if all your thoughts, they were on a screen? Will it be okay? I don't think I'll like it. You know the times when they are there, then somebody is passing and you are saying, but you didn't say it. When the person was, hey, hello, how are you? It's very nice to see you. You have told a lie right there. What was in your eye? But you didn't say it. Are you in the church? You know, so it just shows us how easily we don't match up. Have you noticed that the day that you say that today, that is called today, I will not sin. As for today, from morning to evening, before you have even, that's the day that it will even start wrong. It's a new year, let me do new year resolution. How many did a new year resolution that today on the 2nd of March, it has already gone to lie somewhere? Yeah. So God knew, you know, he is no stranger to all this. The Bible says that he knows that we are flesh. He knows that the things that you have planned to do, Kriano, is not really working. But at the same time, he cannot accept us with our sin like that. And that is why he decided, the Bible says, he decided to work the salvation with his own hand. And by doing so, he sent Jesus who had never sinned. The Bible says that our sins will only be cleansed or removed by blood. Husband, stand up. So, you have to be slaughtered for your sins. You don't like? Tims, maybe you like. I mean, when you do wrong, to be forgiven, we shall pour your blood. We'll just cut small. When it has poured some 1 liter, then we'll say, it's okay. Who likes? All of us don't like. And that's why you should value Jesus. Because God said that, look, let me look for the blood of somebody who has never sinned. And let that blood be shed and poured. And when it is poured, it's once and for all. Anybody who can acknowledge it and say, that blood, it was poured for me, you are free. You are free. That's the gospel. That's the gospel. Hallelujah. I said, that is the gospel. But there is a but. There's a but. What is the but? The but is that the person poured the blood 2,025 years ago as we are here. So how is anybody going to know that this is what has been done? How will anyone know? Hello? A good thing has been done. A thing that we need has been done. But how are we going to know? Romans chapter 10. Let's read from verse 13. Romans 10:13. Look at the good news. This is it in a nutshell. For whosoever. Ask your neighbor, are you part of whosoever? Whoever. Whoever. It means whoever. Whoever means whoever. Whether you are nice or you are ugly. Whether you are boy or girl. Whether you are rich or poor. Whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Beautiful news. Verse 14. There's a but. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Are you there? And how shall they preach if they have not been sent? That is the but. That's the problem. The thing that happened, it happened far away somewhere. How is anybody going to hear? They have not accepted the blood. Why did they accept? Because they didn't believe. Why did they not believe? They have not heard. There is a myth that says that in Ghana there are 70% Christians. It's a myth. It's not true. It comes from statistics. When they're asking us which religion do you belong to, then they say Christian, Muslim. We tick the Christian box to mean I'm not a Muslim and I'm not a traditionalist. Not that I know that Jesus has poured his blood for me. Because even in churches, it's often not said. Have you seen that quiet? They say, oh, come to church, pay your dues. You see that you're quiet. Pay your welfare dues. What is it again? What again? Your church what? Church picnic, go Sam. That's all. And what? Check it. Church excursion. It's just a social club. Unless it's a place where they are talking about that blood that was shed. Unless. Otherwise, it's just a social club. And we have many social clubs because we are religious people. As for God, dear, we are actually blessed. I don't think 1% of our nation will tell you that there's no God. That kind of foolishness, dear, we don't have it. Most, no matter what the concept of, am I lying? The concept of God, as for God, dear, that one we believe. But this one. Take us to verse 14. The one Jesus, when you call upon the name of the Lord, you'll be saved. They don't even understand what it means. And why don't they understand? They don't understand because we are concerned with me, my, and I. Hello. That's why as you were coming to church today, cry your neighbor who has never met you. You didn't even invite him. Please, I've told you, when the word is somewhere, no, just look straight and smile. Nobody knows that it's you. Hey, I'm not mentioning your name. But when you were leaving your place, who was there waiting for you? Waiting for you. I remember one person here who became a very wild leader in the church. When the person came to church, you see, somebody had gone to call the roommate. But they never called him. Now roommate in the church anymore. And he just felt sorry for the person who had come to call. And he came. But the person was there. Oh, this everybody just said, oh, join us and come. Join us and come. Come to where you hear that Jesus has saved you. Come to where you'll be given an opportunity. Amen. So that is the problem. That the job has been done. But who should go and tell? Who should go? That is where the problem is. Are you in the church this morning? And that was why when Jesus was about to die, when he was about to leave, he said so many things, giving us his last words. And last words are very important. Amen? If you had 20 seconds, you people, have you worked on a timer? We were not here. I wanted us to have a timer. What is the timer on their iPad or their phone? Something. 20 seconds, you are thinking, your last words, they have to come. In 20 seconds, you are going to die. What will you say? 19 seconds already. What will you say? 18 seconds. You are still just looking at me. 17 seconds. What will you say? 16 seconds. 15 seconds. Hey, you don't have anything to say. You have nothing to say to your loved ones. 14 seconds. You have nothing to say. My God. Oh, hell, please start at 20 seconds. Please. Even the one I'm calling, they know they fit. Give us some 30 seconds. Give us 30. All right, 30 seconds. Let's go. You have 30 seconds to say what's the most important thing. What's the message you will send? 30, we are here. We are 21 seconds. What will you say? It's not a discussion matter. I said, what will you say? Clara, what message will you send to me? You will tell me that you love me. Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. What else will you say? Josiah, what will your message will send? It's 4 seconds left. I want you to notice something. As you were thinking of what to say, were you thinking that Domedo is very nice? I would like some tweets. Were you thinking that even at my funeral, everybody should wear pink? you will notice that what you will say is the most important thing to you. Yeah. What's most important to you? So if you are a parent, you'll probably send a certain kind of message to your children. Yeah. If you are not a parent, maybe you are younger, you send a kind of message to your parents or to your siblings. What you want them to remember you by. Are you in the church or you have traveled? You are very quiet. Oh. You see, what I'm doing, you may think it is theory, but I tell you that it can easily happen. Many years ago, we went on a preaching journey with Bishop Dag, and the Four Square Gospel Church had invited him to preach, and we went with him. We were about 30, and we're also going on a study tour. You know, if you really want to learn about church growth, Nigeria is the place. They have those huge mega churches that you... So we all went with him. We arrived there on a Saturday night. He was going to start preaching on Sunday night. So Sunday during the morning, we went to church. That's our own church, what was Lighthouse at the time. And we had a very good service. And after the service, we went upstairs to go and eat. We had a good time of fellowship. We were just going to be together until it was time to go to this church. In Nigeria, they don't go as late as we go here. So even though it was an evening service, it was that early. While we were chatting, we heard Papa. You see, in Ghana, when you hear Papa, it doesn't mean anything. Somebody's doing knockout. Somebody is doing, they have given us Papa over there. They have not even jammed. Are you there? It doesn't really mean anything. If it's a funeral, they are just saluting somebody. So we honestly were not worried. Pratata! A little closer. So like, hey, what's that? We continue our chatting. Pratata! Hey, that's what we say. It's at our ghetto. That's what, really? So Bishop went to have a look at the window. They're, pop, 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 pop. Hey, Charlie, the people were in our yard. They were armed and in our yard, in our compound. Yeah. Are you there? So we're like, what do they want? Everybody knows that Sunday they take offerings. Is it offering they want? Offerings, just money, you can give it to them. But the truth of the matter is that they are armed. And one of the guns they had was a machine gun. You can tell by the rapidity of the fire. Then suddenly, somebody shouted. They have hit the policeman. They've hit the policeman. Because there was a policeman who used to be there. Lagos is a place. Are you in the church? And after suddenly, they fired at the building. So when they fired at the building, we all went down. We're lying on the floor. And we realized that, listen, it can be over in the next 5 minutes. It can be over. And I picked my phone and I remembered our teenage sons that we had left in Ghana, because I was there, my husband was also there. I said, we don't know how this thing is going to end. Do you think I was texting them that there's soup in the freezer? If you look at the bottom of the freezer, there's some meat stew there and then some soup. Do you think that's what I was telling them? Do you think I was telling them that, look, your school shirt? No, I took the material to the tailor who would. I'm asking you a question. That's why you see, when I asked you 20 seconds what you will say, you see that you are just fumbling all over. But when you think about it, what will come to your mind is the most important thing. And I started to type out a sentence. No matter what happens or how it ends, serve God. Because I didn't know whether it would come back. I didn't know whether it would be over. I didn't know anything. You can see, obviously, it was not over. But at the time, we couldn't tell that it would not be over. That's why I asked you what you say. That's when you know that last words are important. It means that in all the things that is happening, the person has picked what is most important. So number one, last words are important. Number two, last words are ominous. Somebody gave me the meaning of ominous this morning. I didn't write it. Ominous. When you say ominous, unpleasant, not nice. Somebody should give us meaning. A sign that something bad might happen. Are you here? That's why usually, everywhere in the world, a person's last words are not joked with. Even these people who say they don't believe in God, you know. When somebody says, The next time I collapse, do not resuscitate. Don't wake me up. They don't do it. Yeah. Many years ago, we lost a pastor. He was an older man. He'd gotten ill and he realized that he was passing. So he called his son and told his son, record. And the man recorded. He said, when I pass. You know, the man was a royal. He's from my tribe. And he knew that, Charlie, we'll do a lot of things. And then he said, when I pass, don't do anything. Inform Bishop Dag and what he says. Give them that my body is for him. What he says, that's what we'll do. So when he passed, which was just a few days later, the family met as usual. And we knew that they're going to do this and say that and bring this and bring that and bring that. Then the son said, please, my father made me do a recording. The voice was even weak. And the boy played the recording. As soon as he played and they heard it, hands off. It's true it's a royal, but hands off. It's true that we have our rituals, but hands off. It's true that we have to slaughter a sheep and slaughter a goat and do this and do that, but hands off. Why? Because they recognize that those were the last words of that man and we dare not fool with it unless something bad will happen to us. Today I came to tell you that Jesus also gave us last words. Unfortunately, we have not obeyed the last words, and it's the reason for many things that we see happening in the church. Take us to Matthew chapter 28, starting from verse 18. Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore. Please, can you ask your neighbor, when last did you go? And teach teach all nations. Because even when we say we are going to even come right here to do the sounds of just some of you won't even bother to go and bring somebody. You yourself, right? You won't even come. These were his last words. This is what was most important to him. Go. Teach people. Baptize them. Verse 20. Are you there? Teach them to observe what I've commanded, and I'm with you. And it is the breaking of this scripture that has made God not be with us. In many ways and in many homes, he's not there. Hey. You're not enjoying my words, I know, but we have to hear it. Because we should hear it while we are alive and change our ways. Tell neighbor, next week when you are coming, you better talk to somebody. You see, sometimes you don't even know what to say. When you don't know what to say, bring the person to church. But better still is for you to preach that gospel to the person. That's what is most important. And I can tell you, you know, today this is just a short service, but we can preach from this scripture in Matthew, the same thing in Mark. Look, everybody has said it in a certain way. Are you in the house? Even before he died, he was telling us something. He said, listen, you have to affect others because it's the only way the message will pass around. The only way. Part of my work with Bishop's books is in the nation of India. India is a huge country. It's a continent. And the southern part of India, in this Hindu country, the southern part is highly Christian. And they will tell you that the disciple Thomas crossed the waters and came there. That's how the gospel reached there. If they hadn't gone, you and I, we will all not know. But now that they've told us, we are sitting on it. But somebody came there. Hello? I can see you don't like my message. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. I'm finishing. No, like that. Because this message, you have heard it. Acts 1:8. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So you see, so some of you say that, oh, I speak in tongues. It's not only tongues. Say, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the world. He was talking to his followers. He said, the Holy Spirit will come to give you power. One of the reasons why there are so many powerless churches is because these were the words, the last Carlo, the last one he said before he went up. This is what he said. You have the power so that you can be a witness, so that you can tell somebody. Hey! And then he even gave us where we can tell the person. He said, oh, you can tell them Jerusalem, just where you are. You are living in a compound house. There are 20 other people there. They don't even know you are a Christian. Your behavior is like them, no pepepe. When they insult you, you'll be trading insult for insult. One insult, one response. One insult, one response. They don't even know that you are a believer. You have not told them the good news. Hey! Judea! Judea is a little further than where you live. But they speak your language, the same language. Samaria! These are now people with a different language. And to the uttermost parts of the world, that's anybody, anywhere. Are you in the church? Are you understanding what I'm sharing with you? Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? That is why when you see Bishop Dad go all the way to Solomon Islands, uttermost parts, what has he got there? His who is there? His what is there? He's just obeying the scripture. If I were you, because me, if you send me, I can't go. So I will hold my, I will tag my, what? my chain to somebody who is going. And say that at least I did something to help him go. Because if you send me to Solomon Islands right now, honestly, I don't really know how it's going to be. I don't know how it's going to be. Yeah, you are very quiet. Even in the Accra, when they send me there, I go under the radar. Hey. If they know that you are going there, they'll arrest you right now. You are very quiet. Last 2 years, I went into 2 nations like that. Every day I pray that, Lord, please let me just finish and leave. Hey! One day I was driving, they brought me to some place, I was coming to preach to some people. When I arrived at the place, my picture was at the gate. I said, hey! Hey, people! I want to go home, oh! Hey! Meanwhile, a friend of mine called me. He said, look, these guys who just left us, they arrested one of them at the airport because they saw some picture. Hey, say, remove the picture right now. I want to be able to leave. But somebody has gone. Amen. And we are saying that, listen, maybe you and I, we may not have the opportunity to go. Let's make sure that after he goes to Solomon Island, the next one he wants to go, he can go. How will he get there? By our help. So it concerns you and it concerns me. Are you in the church or not? It concerns who? Wow. Does it concern you? Yes, it concerns me also. And I want us to do our best. I want us to be able to say that we have supported the best we can. God knows our strengths. We have done the best that we can. And next week, Friday, in fact, this coming Friday, you have an opportunity to work in your Jerusalem and to bring somebody to hear the gospel. Make an effort. Mind what happens to somebody. It cannot be only you, yourself, and you. Care about somebody else's salvation. And I believe that God will help us. Stand to your feet this afternoon. Stand to your feet. And for a moment, I want you to pray for yourself. Because the way we have not minded Jesus' last words, just talk to God. You know your status. There are people here who go and talk to people, share the gospel every week. But there are also people here the whole year, nobody. Start talking to the Lord. 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 Yeah. The Lord, help me to make a difference. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord, to make a difference. Help me to win a soul. Help me to make a difference. May somebody go to heaven because of me. And this week, as we come into the Art of Evangelism conference, right from this evening, you want to come with a learning spirit and say, Lord, help me, teach me, encourage me. Let there be a change in this my life. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Father, we are grateful. Thank you for an opportunity to be encouraged to win souls. Thank you for an opportunity to learn. Thank you for an opportunity to correct ourselves. Thank you that we are not at 20 seconds more just yet. Thank you that we still have some time to correct ourselves. Help us to do it and to do it with our heart. To do it from our heart because of us. Let others be able to go more and go further. We give you all the praise and all the thanks in Jesus' mighty name. As every head is bowed and every eye is closed, you are here today, but you are not sure you are going to heaven. You are saying that, I want the sacrifice that Jesus gave. I want to call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. Lift up your right hand where you are standing. God bless you. You may even have been going to church every day, but you've not called upon him. You've not given him your life. Please, if your hand is up, just come to me. I'm going to pray with you. Just come to me. We're praying a short prayer because Romans 10, 9 and 10 says that we need to confess it with our mouth. So just come. God bless you, my dear. Just God bless you. Come. Your hand was up. You're saying that I want to receive Jesus. Just come. Just come. Let the pastors and ushers help you. God bless you. Just come. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Your heart is beating like that. Pa, 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 pa. Jesus is talking to you. Just come. Just come. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
And let him
God bless you. Let us pray. If you're in front, I want you to pray this prayer. Make it your prayer from your heart. And if you're in the congregation, just help us. You want to say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today to give you my heart. Please write my name in the book of life. I receive your blood and I accept that it has cleaned me. Thank you for saving me. When the time comes, may I be with you in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
With all of me, I want to praise you.
We believe that you have been blessed by this message. For more information, you can follow us on Facebook, Fountain of Life Cathedral, and on Instagram and Twitter at FOLCIUDIASE. God richly bless you.